It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan, the Prince George Cougars podcast. Tyler Brough is the head coach of the Caribou Cougars under 18 team. He's also an assistant with the PG Cougars and the president of the Prince George Cougars Alumni Association. Welcome back to CAT Scan, Tyler.
Thanks, Hartley. Always a pleasure to come in and have a chat with you.
Yeah, lots to talk about, different aspects, PG Cougars, Caribou Cougars. Let's start with the under 18 team because you've got an excellent start to the season, 13-3, 1-1. That's after your first 18 games. You are battling Valley West for first place. All in all, you must be very pleased with the start of the season.
Yeah, we definitely are. We're, we're always kind of pushing for the top, and we want to be top three at Christmas, so we have a chance to be invited to, you know, the Max, or formerly known as the Max, I guess, Circle K Classic in Calgary. So that's kind of our mid-season goal, and, you know, we've liked our start so far. We've definitely been in every game and battling near the end there. So to put up a fight against the Giants, who's, you know, well-coached, very good team, lots of depth and older guys on their team. So, you know, we're where we think we belong. We have, you know, 9 returning guys, so we expected to have a good start, and we have. So it's been really good to get going here so far.
So how closely are you watching under 15, under 17, because eventually they become into your group at U18?
Yeah, I mean, we try to typically keep pretty close tabs on it, on them, whether it's, you know, me or my staff, RJ or Dunks or Sprague watching. Typically we're on the road when they're playing home or vice versa, so it can be hard. But as far as the U17s go, we've been out to quite a few games. We've had a lot of their prospects and our APs out with us for our weekly skates, just to kind of see their progression and their development. And again, it's, you know, they're well coached with Jason Garneau there, who's been around hockey for a long time. So it's real nice to see these young players coming up from the U17 program, from the U15 program with Merced Moichin. A lot of structure involved, and it isn't a big turnover anymore. I mean, we've kind of been doing it for a while now, where it's kind of a Caribou way, and they, you know, everyone kind of knows the style that we play, and we don't really go too far from that. So finding that right fit is getting easier, it seems.
Yeah, well, Trevor Sprague always says that northern style, and I still wonder what that northern style is that is there.
Well, you know what? It's translated all the way to, you know, Alberta. Like I say, the Circle K in Calgary, typically most teams that we talk to, they know that we're going to be an aggressive team that plays hard and doesn't quit on pucks, and I guess you could say that's that northern mentality up here. The, you know, guys get up in the morning and they put their work boots on, and it's kind of old school, and you know, the whole northern pride thing and respect or pride of the north has been around for a long time. But it stands true for the type of team that we kind of try and build every year.
Now, what about the relationship with the Prince George Cougars? Now, you are a volunteer assistant coach with the team, but you don't get a lot of time because you have to spend so much time with your own team. But talk about the relationship that is there. It's been growing. You also have a relationship with the PG Spruce Kings. So just sort of give us an update how all that works.
Yeah, you know what? I've been fortunate with my new employment here with West Canada. They've been very helpful in giving me a chance to be out with the Cougars a little bit more. So I'm around on a day-to-day basis during the week out in practices. When it comes to games, typically I'm not around. You know, I'm on the road with Caribou or at the other rink in Kin 1 with our team. But it's sure been nice to see them, you know, on a closer day-to-day view, and just being around that staff with, you know, Mark and Jimmy and Carter is you know, just a wealth of knowledge and experience there. So I'm, you know, just being a sponge around them. And, you know, we've always had a great relationship. We got a couple guys that are, you know, on their list or signed with them, and you know, Richter's played some games and Larman's been out, so it's nice to see that we have some guys that are coming through our program and playing for them, you know, as well as the Spruce Kings. You know, we got 4 or 5 guys that have been through our program at some level playing for them now, and you know, again, they basically have first dibs at our guys that they want, and then they're not going to want them all, but we want to make sure that our guys are prepared to play at that level and play for the local team if they want to. And you know, Mike's always been good to have a conversation with, and, you know, whoever the coaching staff is at the times has been more than open to bring them out. Obviously with the change in the BCHL, it's a little bit tougher these days, but, you know, they're still typically picking up guys. We got Mason Lowen last year and Hesselgrave the year before and Ryder Green, you know, so we're passing along guys to both levels, and it's, you know, that's our job. That's our level.
So somebody like Jackson Larmand, I believe he's your top scorer. Would he be more PG Cougars, Spruce Kings? How would that be?
Well, I mean, he's kind of in that position where he's potentially going to have options to go both. Right. You know, the change in with Hockey Canada and the NCAA rules of the Western League is pretty intriguing and opens up a lot of doors both ways. But in saying that, you know, the Spruce Kings offer a great program. It's a great league. So, you know, our staff is supported by both. I'm an ex-Western leaguer, but RJ is an ex-BCHLer, right? And I played a year in the AJ. So, I mean, I'm definitely not pushing one way or the other, and RJ is doing the same. We're trying to get our guys to the next level, and at the end of the day, it's the family's decision and where they think is the best choice for them at what level. And, I mean, we've had guys go both routes, and it's worked out for some, hasn't worked out for all, and that's hockey.
Yeah. Now, these new rules that have come in from the NCAA, how does that impact going all the way down to the Caribou Cougars level?
Well, I mean, we're getting some guys trickling back that we maybe potentially wouldn't have. I mean, that's still a question up in the air. But for me personally, I think we're going to start seeing some more 17s stick around at the U18 level. I think the Western League is going to become a little bit of an older league. And potentially the BCHL a little bit younger as far as junior age goes. But again, that's me. That's my thoughts on it. I think the landscape of junior hockey, junior A hockey especially, is going to change drastically next year. And I don't pretend to know all the answers or I have a lot of questions myself, and I'm not there on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, you sure see a lot of NCAA signings out of the CHL now, and guys getting opportunities, and hearsay that even young players, the McKennas of the world, getting offered. So it's an ever-changing landscape. You know, is it going to be better for everybody? That's the hope and that's the plan, but it's, you know, it's kind of yet to be seen.
Yeah, everybody sort of, when they take a look at it, there are some people that fully understand it, but it's not that easy to try to digest everything that's happening with the changes. I think we sort of have to see it in action and then say, oh, okay, well, this is allowed, this isn't allowed, this can happen, that can happen. Do you sort of see that scenario there?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions. I think you got to wait and see it, you know, kind of happen in front of you before you know. And I'm sure there's going to be some rules in place, you know, from the CHL to the NCAA. So, you know, it benefits both sides, as well as the BCHL. I mean, they got to protect their league and their players, and they want to, you know, put out a good product just like everybody else. So I think we're going to have to get into next season and just kind of let it play out and, you know, answer your questions then.
Yeah. I mentioned Jackson on your team, Jackson Larmand, but you can talk about some of the other players that you have. You're obviously not going to be able to go through the whole roster, but players that you think really at some point will be able to get to the next level, whether it's BCHL, WHL, whether they're going to stay at home in Prince George or look elsewhere.
You know what? We got a good group this year. It's been a translation from last year's group. We thought we had a real hardworking, committed group last year that was led by our captain, Mason Lowen. And I mean, we couldn't say enough about him positively to the Spruce Kings. And, you know, luckily he chose to be here and they chose him, and he's doing great things for him. But I think it's translated in our room right down, you know, to our leadership group this year. Grady Gustafson has done a great job. He was around Mason a lot and seen how he did things, and not that he wants to be Mason, but he's his own, you know, Grady's his own leader, and he's doing a real good job. You know, he's got a lot of support from our assistant captains and our coach's captain, who is Jackson Larmand, and, you know, a lot of maturity there for some young guys that are, you know, leadership has changed a lot, or changes a lot from, you know, U13 to U15 and up. It becomes not so much of a popularity contest, but actually, you know, doing your job and an extension of the coaching staff. So, you know, we like our mix this year. We got good goaltending. We got Jackson DeCur back from Seattle, you know, in October. And we got Ligas, Andrick Ligas, who's stepped up and had a real great season for us so far. And I mean, that kid's come a long way in the last few years where, you know, he's turning some heads and getting some opportunities with some junior A teams and having a lot of conversation. And, you know, again, that it just goes back to the fact that we're here to move players on, help them get an opportunity. And at the end of the day, it comes down to them, right? They make the choices. You know, we're moving a lot of players on to the SJHL and the AJHL, as well as the BCHL. So, you know, one of the things that we really wanted to focus on applying for the Max or the Circle K and getting into it is just, you know, a little bit more exposure for our guys at the junior A level. You know, from year to year, we change. We've had years, you know, we came out of COVID and we moved, I think, 11 players on to the Western League, which, you know, kind of shocked us. And then the next year, it was more junior A heavy. So it's just, you know, from year to year. But at the end of the day, we want to give our guys an opportunity to play at the next level. And we're trying to coach that way and teach them, you know, the little habits, stick position, feet, you know, compete level, and all the little things that we hear along the way from our staff.
So Christmas morning, you guys wake up and then you open some presents, but quickly on the bus for Boxing Day. Tell us about going to Calgary, how it's going to be different this year than past years. I know there's a different name. It's gone from Max to Circle K, all that kind of stuff. But is the tournament different? Is the exact same? Scouts are going to be there, obviously. How does that work? How does that run? And is that the highlight of your season other than playoffs?
Well, we definitely make it our goal. You know, it's kind of odd where we, you know, you have a goal halfway through the season. You know, we kind of gear it up towards playoffs. We've been talking the last few weekends about, you know, winning our playoff rounds, which is, you know, our two-game weekends would be, you know, a sweep or we'd be going to game three. And, you know, the Circle K has changed over the years. You know, it went from, you know, you had to be top two in your pool to a more of a win your first game and move on and stay in the A pool, which, you know, we didn't necessarily agree with. It kind of came down to all who your matchup was in the first game, which I, you know, the staff really didn't like. This year we've been told it's back to the top 16. We'll move on. You know, we like our chances. We feel like we can play with anybody at this level. Obviously you got to show up and you got to do your job and stick to our systems and our structure. But, you know, we like our compete. We like our battle. We like the group that we have. So, you know, we're looking to, you know, started off early against Sioux Falls from North Dakota and then moved right into Detroit, which, you know, are two American teams we've kind of done some video on already, and we'll be ready for them. But again, it's an unknown. It's a team we have, two teams we haven't played, and then our third game of the round robin is Okotoks, which was off to a hot start in the Alberta League, and a little bit slow of late. But they're going to be a good team. Every team there is solid and usually has good goaltending. You know, a strong forward group and a good back end. So, you know, we'll be prepared for it. At the end of the day, you got to show up on game day and win some games to move on. And it's good for these guys to feel that pressure and just understand it. And then, of course, when we get home, we'll circle the wagons and regroup, and then we'll put a push on for playoffs.
So that is really the highlight of the season, other than when you start the playoffs.
Yeah, I think our outdoor game as well.
Which we'll get into, yes.
You know, we'll talk about the Winter Classic, but it's after we get back from Calgary, it'll be, you know, the Winter Classic. And this year we're fortunate to have the Giants coming up this year, and it just happens that we're 1-2 right now. So, you know, we're expecting that to be a real good weekend of games, meaningful games, which just adds to it. I mean, it's a great experience for everybody, but just having those games mean something a little bit more is, you know, just adds to it.
Tyler Brough is the head coach of the Caribou Cougars under 18 team. He's also the Prince George Cougars alumni president and a volunteer assistant coach with the PG Cougars. You're listening to the CAT Scan podcast. So we started to talk about Fort St. James and Vanderhoof. Give us some details as to what we can expect. You've already mentioned that you're going to be playing the Valley West Giants, and if the standings hold up, it's going to be number one against number two. Give us what is going to happen that particular weekend. Will there be any changes in the past? And at what point do you start looking at the weather forecast?
Well, I'm sure Trevor's already looking at it. I know the preparation has gone into the rink already, and they're talking about when the best time is to start building up that ice. And, you know, of course, as we get closer, it's everyone's eyeing on the weather and what's going to happen. And is it going to be too cold? Is it going to be, you know, not cold enough? So, I mean, it's always a stressful thing for kind of the behind the scenes guys, the guys that take care of the ice. As far as we're concerned, we're playing those games and they're going to mean a lot. So, you know, whether we have to shuffle over the Fort Forum or we're playing on the outdoor rink, you know, it's 2 points up, and that's really what we care about. So, you know, we gear towards that weekend.
Is it January 17th, 18th weekend?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we gear towards it just because it's a great experience. I mean, not everybody's going to have an opportunity to play outdoors again. You know, we on the Nacozzly and Fort St. James has just been unbelievable to work with. You know, it's great to go there. We, you know, me and my assistant cap or coach and the four captains head out there on the Friday, and we do some on-ice stuff with the minor hockey system. Then we do a couple school visits, and there's just a lot of excitement around around the nation there. And, you know, the young kids want to come out and watch. And, you know, we're fortunate to get some sponsorship and be able to pass out some toques and see the Caribou logos on the young kids. And you know what, just hopefully aspire, you know, one, two, maybe more of those kids to want to play the sport in general, but maybe one day be a Caribou Cougar and you know, represent their hometown or their nation. And, you know, it's sure great to see the smiles on their faces. And, you know, the girls play the night before. And then, you know, typically we have a U13. I think this year my son's U13 team might play a game outdoors, which is pretty awesome for the young kids.
Yeah.
So
did you ever play outdoors?
I never did. I never got an opportunity. So, I mean, like you said, you can go through a whole career and never have a chance. So, you know, you're seeing more and more of them nowadays, but it's still, you know, there's still a lot that goes into it.
What's the coldest that you've been involved with an outdoor game?
I think one of the early years it was like 28 below, and we were almost going to move it. The other team, I can't remember who we were, Chiefs maybe, said, no, let's do it. So once in a lifetime, these guys have played outdoors before, which I, you know, I questioned with the Vancouver kids, but, yeah. You know, we had balaclavas and we had heaters on the benches, you know, we're not putting them in danger by any means, no. But it, I mean, when you're out in the ice, it's as cold as it, minus 28 sounds.
Do you ever secretly sort of say to yourself, and I know this would be off the wall, the colder the better, because I'll always have that to talk about. I'll always have that. So if it gets to minus 35, it gets, like right now you're saying, okay, minus 28, and that's extremely cold. But, I mean, if it gets into the 30s, do you sort of say, yeah, I want to just be able to see if we can do it? Like, does that ever go through your mind? Yeah, like, let's do it one day. Let's just have that in us so that we can tell everybody that we've done it, and people that have never seen cold or anything like that, well, you know, be able to tell those stories.
I think it's kind of like the old fishing story, right? The more years that go between the fish you caught, the bigger the fish gets, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you go back, oh yeah, we played in minus 35 and it was great, but I'm sure during it there'd be some snuffling and some whining. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about the players and making sure they're safe and they're not at any harm.
What is the, like, you know, the safety aspect, like where is the line? Who makes the line? How do you sort of determine that?
Well, I mean, I think it would, at the end of the day, it'd be between the two staffs and kind of figure out, I mean, if there's a wind chill too, that adds a lot to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you got to take everything into consideration, and we don't want to put these players, I mean, we want them to have the experience, but not at, you know, at their safety. So, you know, we've had to call games or move games over because it was too warm and the ice wasn't holding up, and that becomes a danger to the players. So again, it's always about making sure the players are safe.
Do you ever experience any players that are a little hesitant the colder it gets, or is everybody gung-ho no matter what? I imagine there's got to be a couple of guys that, oh, maybe this isn't the best idea.
Well, you know what? I think as we move forward here, there's less and less players that are actually playing outdoor hockey or going to the ODR, right? And
yeah,
playing on ponds. I think, you know, my generation, we typically all played outdoors a lot. And, mm-hmm, you know, we even up in the north here have players that have never played outdoors or, you know, been to the pond very often. So, you know, there's definitely some skeptical players. You know, we thought the teams from Vancouver or the Okanagan would have a harder time, but man, they come up and they're all in. They, you know, they latch onto the environment and the nation, and they want to help out too. And, you know, every team that we've had up has just been, you know, they want to come back again, right? And we're trying to go through the whole league so everyone has an opportunity to do it. And, you know, the boys have been, you know, really appreciative of the opportunity. And I mean, it's an extra hour and a half travel for them, right? So, you know, you got to add that to it. But the whole experience in itself is, again, it's could be once in a lifetime. So, you know, it's been great over the years for sure.
And I imagine with you, it almost becomes old hat because you know it's once a year. But where it would be different is you're constantly changing players. So because of that, A lot of those players are going into it for a first time, at the most a second time, because they're not in your team very long. And when they were younger, they probably didn't get this opportunity. So you get to see the new reactions, and it sort of keeps you, energized.
For sure. And we're trying to make it a family weekend where, you know, most families come up and enjoy the experience with them. And, you know, we do the outdoor pregame skate, which just kind of adds to it, and they get a feel, and, you know, they got the eye block on or their balaclavas, and they're trying to figure out what's the best, you know, way to do it. And it's just the experience. It's nice to just sit back and just, you know, watch the first time players kind of take it all in, right? And then you got the old Wiley vets that did it last year, and they're kind of telling their ways and helping their teammates out. But yeah, I mean, just seeing the smiles and the happiness around the players and their families. And, you know, my son's been helping out with Stick Boys, so him and, you know, my wife and my daughter come up and they take it all in too. So it's definitely family orientated, and it's nice to be able to let everybody kind of enjoy the experience. I mean, obviously we're pushing for points, but it is an experience thing, and we want to make sure it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Has there ever been a parent sort of come up to you and say, you know, maybe you're going a little bit too far with how cold it is? Or has anybody even remotely been concerned that the temperature has got to a point that, you know, cooler heads, pardon the expression and the pun, should prevail?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
You know, we try to make sure like that we don't put them in a bad spot to, you know, play when it's too cold or the wind chill's howling through or whatever, or the ice is in bad shape because it's too warm, right? There's both sides of the spectrum. So, no, we've been fortunate where the families have been on board and they love the experience as well. So it's, like I said, it's been a great experience for all.
How do you coach different outdoors compared to normally indoors?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, the rink is, you know, just about half the size of what we play in at Kin 1 and Olympic size ice and practice on. So, you know, there's definitely less time and space, less room out there for, you know, for different setups on our power play or penalty kill and, you know, shooting from everywhere, right? Just little tidbits that we've gained over the years that we know have worked or will work. And I mean, there's definitely some adjustment there. You know, you step over that blue line and it feels like you're 10 feet away from the net. So it's a small venue.
Is the game more physical, less physical? Is it faster? Do smaller players survive better, bigger players? Give us a little bit of insight there compared to a normal game.
Well, I think it usually depends on who we're playing, right? We know there's some teams that come up that are maybe smaller and a little bit more skilled, and they'll definitely try to skill their way through a game. You know, we expect this year to be against the Giants to be a physical affair. They're a big, strong, old team. We feel like we're very close in styles and matchups. So we expect it to be, you know, we say it's going to be a war, but I mean, you put, you know, 10 players, two goalies, and then obviously you add the four-man lines, reffing crew. There isn't a lot of room out there. You know, it seems like the game's a lot quicker. Pucks are bouncing around. There's snow
less
on the ice.
Less penalties, generally?
Less penalties usually. It's typically a quick game, and it feels like the game goes by quick just because it's kind of all happening right in front of you. Like I said, there's barely enough room out there to stretch your legs. So, you know, a lot happens in small areas, and, you know, there's some ugly goals. There's still definitely some pretty goals, but, you know, we've had shadows in our goalies' faces and vice versa and different things. So it's all about battling the elements and getting through it.
So will you show some film of past games to the current players that haven't been outdoors to give them an idea of what to expect? Or how do you prepare them for this?
You know what? We've kind of went through it year to year. In years past, we've kind of closed off that we've done our power play like in half of the rink in small areas. We definitely work on small area stuff a lot more. I mean, we do that on a weekly basis anyways. There's a lot of the game is small area game, but, you know, just talking about it and them understanding, you know, the little time and space that they're going to have. You know, shots from the half wall have a chance of going in. Shots from the far end have a chance of going in, right? Yeah. So, you know, there's just a lot of communication about it. You know, the past few years we've had video there, and it's definitely accessible. So, you know, maybe that's an idea that we can go to and just kind of show them, because they won't know it until, you know, pregame skate. They'll get a feel for how small it is out there.
Anything else you want to pass on about the Fort St. James experience that is coming up?
You know what? Just if you get a chance, I know it's an hour and a half drive, but it's a unique and great experience for the community there. And you know what? If you make your way out there and you find yourself all bundled up and there's hot chocolate on site, and you know they definitely, there's fresh bannock there. Like it's a whole experience. And if you can take part in it, it's a great time.
And for Fort St. James, I mean, this is something they look forward to every year. And how long have you been doing this now?
Got to be 8 years.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, 8 or 9 years. Yeah.
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 And you've been part of just about all of them?
Been part of all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Great,
it's, great. And you know what? It is great. We've had elders, you know, cooking meals for us.
Right.
And both teams, you know, again, you're there for points. You're there to battle it out. But it sure is nice to see the two teams being able to, you know, be cordial and around the elders and just hear them kind of speak and eat some of the food that they, you know, their traditional food. And it's just, again, it's just a unique experience that, you know, especially the players from Vancouver, from the Okanagan don't get to experience every day.
So will an outdoor laws burn you inside like it would inside?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm getting grumpier in my old days, but I don't like losing. I never have. So, you know, we coach to win. You know, we're a development stage here where it's about the players moving on. But, you know, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you I coached every game to win. I think that's part of development. I think you can pick up a losing mentality just as easily as a winning mentality. So, you know, we try to, you know, do things professionally and push to win hockey games and coach to win hockey games and, you know, develop these players so they have that mentality moving forward into the next program.
Obviously, your record shows that you are a contender. Really, if you take a look at it, are you a championship team, or would everything have to come together for that to happen?
You know what? I think we're building towards a championship team. Obviously, when we you know, look at our potential roster at the start of the season, you know, we were happy, we liked it, but there's always a lot of question marks whether, you know, we're at the level where players trickle down to us from junior hockey, or they don't, right? And, you know, maybe mid-season. We've had great teams before. You know, we lost in the semis, I think the last year we were at the Max or Circle K, and right when we got home, we, you know, the Cougars picked up Aiden Reeves for the rest of the year. Jordan Fairley went down with a knee injury and you know, was with Swift Current at the time. So things can change in a hurry here at this level, and you just got to kind of move forward as they come at you. And you know what, we like our group. We don't think the Stars have to align to win anything, but obviously you have to have, you know, some good luck and you know, playing your best hockey at playoff time. And again, it's a little bit different mentality this year where we're, you know, we're going to Calgary at Christmas and we want to have that playoff mentality, and then we'll try and again regroup, and we'll see what happens in Calgary, but we'll regroup when we get home, and then we'll be pushing for playoff hockey.
Where are you as a coach right now? Now that you've had the opportunity to see what Jim Playfair does with the PG Cougars, Mark Lamb, you know, what, you know, so how much has there been influence on you? Where do you think you are at in terms of being a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think over the last couple of years, you know, my mentality has maybe changed. My career changed a little bit. I got a little bit more flexibility as far as my day-to-day. And in my week to week, you know, being around, you know, Mark and Jimmy and that staff is just, it's remarkable. It's refreshing to me. You know, I am who I am. I'm going to coach the same way if I'm around the Cougars or Caribou or whoever, my son's U13 team. But it's refreshing to just hear the language that they use. And it's very similar to my teaching and our teaching at our level. You know, we focus on details. We're very detail oriented, and I love the fact that it's definitely at the next level. You know, there's a lot of detail on video and, you know, different things in game that maybe isn't focused on with other groups. And, you know, like I said, just being a sponge around a guy like Playfair and Mark and Riggs, they've been around at, you know, at the highest level. Both players and coaches, and you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys, and I'd be lying to you if I wasn't intrigued at, you know, potentially having something, you know, set in stone or moving forward as far as a career goes in the game. You know, I've been part of this game at some capacity since I was 4 or 5 years old, so you know, it's deep in my roots. I love it. I'd love to be a part of an organization that, you know, finds a role for me, and you know, coaching right now is my first choice, but you know, if there's something else that I can help a program with or a team, then I definitely consider it very much so.
You love coaching, but I'm guessing it still doesn't even come close to playing.
No, I mean, playing is all is the ultimate, you know, it's you can't replicate playing. You know, you can talk about coach, you can. And I'm not the guy, or neither is my staff, to talk about, you know, our playing days or anything. I'm not a big fan of, well, back in my day, you know, the game's changed so much. And if you're going to coach hockey the way you played it, you know, it's kind of gone by the dodo, right? The game's changed so much. It evolves every year. So, you know, I think being a progressive coach and just picking up on new age players, and you know, these players are different. They have a different mentality than, you know, players that I played with, or even when I coached 10 years ago, right? So, you know, dealing with these guys and learning how to coach different players, different groups is a talent in itself, and it's hard work. And, you know, I'm intrigued by that. I like getting to know the guys, and I like to find, you know, the buttons to push these guys and get the most out of them. And being able, like I said, being able to pass them on to the next program or the next level is, I mean, that's just a small pat on the back for us and our staff. And, you know, we take pride in that. And you know, as soon as the player's ready and they get the call, then, I mean, we're never standing in the way. It's always, you know, about moving them up and giving them an opportunity. We, you know, RJ and I and Dunks, we've had an opportunity to play at the next level and do some great things in hockey, some fun things, and play with some amazing people. So it's, you know, everyone, in my opinion, should have that opportunity.
So last year with the PG Cougars having their great run, getting the Western Final, a lot was brought up in comparison to 97 when they got to the Western Final. That was unexpected. Last year was sort of expected. But you got a sort of a chance last year, you know, where everybody's sort of making those comparisons and everything. That must have been quite enjoyable to bring back those memories that you had.
Yeah, you know what? It was just like talking to people around the rink or around town and just, you know, reminiscing about the 97 and those days and, you know, the great players that were around here. And, you know, to me, it always stems from goaltending. And I mean, you know, we had Chris Mason, who went on an amazing run and had a great career. And, you know, like Ravensbergen last year was lights out, and Ty Young, you know, they just did their job as goaltenders. And I think, you know, not too many teams can win a championship without good goaltending. And, you know, the Cougars are fortunate. They've had some good goaltending over the years. And, you know, I think just, you know, being able to reminisce about those days again just kind of brings you back to how it was and how great it was. And, you know, talking to the guys like Playfair, who, you know, obviously wouldn't have been around in 97 and have that feel, but just to, you know, kind of reminisce and talk to them and explain how it was then and, you know, how close it was last year. And, you know, some say it was better. And it's hard to disagree with that, right? It's, you know, how many years ago? So obviously I talk about 97, like my fish I caught, you know, that many years ago, and it's getting bigger and bigger, right? Yeah. So, you know, it's a great run. It was great to be involved with that group last year. It was an amazing, talented, hardworking group. You know, a lot of times I said this before, I'd be on the ice with them and I'd look over at Jimmy and Mark and I'd be like, this is, to me, is like a pro practice. And Jimmy's like, yep, I agree. It's damn close to a pro practice, which is, a pat on their backs. And, you know, obviously the staff this year with the Cougars, they don't like the comparison to last year. I don't think any team really wants to compare last year's team or next year's team, but you know what, there's a good group of forwards in that Cougars dressing room. You know, Riley Height's a stud. I mean, he works as hard as he is skilled, and, you know, him pushing for World Juniors this year is awesome. And, you know, Ravensbergen, you know, maybe hasn't had the season that he had last year, which, I mean, he had an amazing season last year, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to replicate that, but the kid's a hardworking kid. He's you know, committed to his craft, and, you know, there's some depth there with the Cougars roster. And, you know, obviously Mark's making some changes here in the last little while and bolstering the lineup. And, you know, that's one thing from kind of the outside of the hockey world that I haven't seen or been around, but just talking to Mark and being around, you know, his mentality is, I've gained a lot of respect for that side of it. There's a lot of turning wheels, and, you know, he's not a guy that's going to sell the farm for, you know, one jump at a championship unless he 100% feels it's accurate. And, you know, again, I give him a lot of credit for that. He's made some real good trades in the past few years here with this program and made the team better and the future still strong. So, you know what, it's, it's just been cool to be around and just kind of see the GM side of it and the back side of that, that, you know, coaches maybe always don't see at our level.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think from a fan's perspective, from a media perspective, we're always looking, well, this year to last year or from 2 years ago. But I see that coaches don't like to do that because they are saying, what was last year, that was special for them. This is this year. Some of the players are the same, but some are different. Circumstances change. Are you like that as well, or do you don't mind the comparisons?
No, I'm definitely like that. I truly believe, I mean, you could take 20 players from previous year, keep your roster, move on to the next year, and have a completely different mindset, right? I think as the season goes on, there's injuries, there's, you know, guys are having good years, guys are having off years. There's typically, in my opinion, there's a different dynamic every year. I mean, you can have your systems and your structure and the type of player, type of team that you want, but, you know, it's not always going to work out the way you want it to. It's going to be better. It's going to be worse. It's, you know, there's just a lot of ups and downs. And I mean, at every level, you're playing a minimum of, you know, 40 games to, you know, 80 games into 80 games with playoffs. So there's a lot that can happen, you know, from, you know, August to playoff time. So, you know what, it's, again, it's been a real eye-opener for me to just to see that side of it. And, I mean, you look at the 20-year-olds that have signed NHL deals out of the Prince George Cougars in the last 4 or 5 years, it's incredible, right? And to me, that's a credit to the staff, right? They've really given these guys opportunities. You get a guy like Funker that comes in and, you know, was a good player in Calgary, but was given a lot of opportunity to play with good players and did his job. And I mean, signs an NHL deal. And I mean, good for him. He's putting the work in, right? And you got, just like I said, guys, Thornton and Wheatcroft before him and Weeb, you know, there's a lot of players that, you know, undrafted or drafted that are signing free agent 20-year-old deals in the NHL. And that's a lot of work by the staff as well as the player, right?
So you can really sense the difference when you're at a PG Cougars practice compared to your own.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, there's drafted players. There's guys that are, you know, you put Riley Height in any practice and he's going to elevate it, in my opinion, right? So, I mean, we were fortunate to have some guys connected to the Cougars and, you know, drafted or signed and on lists. So, you know, getting them out there and just seeing, you know, how they can fit in. Obviously, they're younger, but it's nice to just see that our guys can fit in. You know, I'm definitely not saying that they just waltz in and they fit in like perfect, but it's nice to see that guys can fill in and, you know, play a role if they need to. And I mean, that's our goal. We want to elevate. We want our guys to be ready to jump in at the next level, whether it's, you know, junior A or Western League, and not be a hindrance or, you know, hold the team down and not be there because they didn't earn it.
Well, we're going to change the topic a little bit. It's not necessarily the season for it, but it is golf. And, you know, as president of the PG Cougars Alumni Association, you are largely responsible for bringing all the golfers in. So where does that sort of stand for 2025? Where is all that? Who you might be looking at? And everybody asks you every year, is Z coming?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is definitely, I mean, yes, it's the off season for golf. And this is kind of where I have been sitting back from the golf course, from the tournament, and just trying not to think about it. I mean, obviously I'm in contact with a lot of different guys and, you know, guys that have been coming to the tournaments usually reach out to me now and okay, solidify their spot or ask if they're welcome back. And I mean, you know, we only have about 38 or 40 spots. So, you know, usually I'm like, well, okay, the first 40 that, you know, can guarantee that they're here or in, yeah, you know, there's always a lot of moving parts. And then, you know, I laugh and joke about it. It's like hurting cats a lot, but you know what, these guys, you know, coming back and giving up some of their summer in July, you know, it's a lot of us to ask. You know, Zdeno and some of the NHLers are always the, you know, the first topic that we want to try and talk about and try and get back. And I know, just talking to Z over the last few years, he wants to come back. He wants to be a part of it. And when he does come back, he wants to spend some significant time here so he can meet, you know, and see some people that are still in his lives, like his billets and, you know, their families and different friends around town. So, you know, I'm holding on the fact that that's going to happen one day. But I also understand that realistically, you know, as of last year, they stay in Boston until the end of the school year, which is, you know, a week or 10 days off of our golf tournament, which doesn't always work out for us. But you know what? We'll talk to him. We'll invite him. I mean, I'd love to have him back. I think that would just make our tournament next level. You know, we're pretty fortunate with a strong alumni group as far as ex-NHLers and ex-pros go. You know, I try to change it up every year where we bring in some new guys. We obviously invite the 20-year-olds or the guys that are moved on. But like I just said, the Cougars have done such a great job signing these guys that most of them are at development camps. So it's typically not till 2 years or the third year after that we get the aged out guys. But it's sure nice to see the young guys come in and, you know, just be respectful and their love. You know, their time in PG over the last few years has been unreal and, you know, same experience as most of us. So, you know, it's nice to get them back and just kind of rekindle and talk about our, you know, our old fishing stories, as you said, and get guys that, you know, whether they played 30 years ago or 2 years ago, you know, everything, they all have something in common. You know, they all have their stories about the fans and the city and games and different things like that. But a lot of the times it's just catching up. Where are you at now? And what are you doing now? How's the family? And, you know, it's nice to meet guys that you didn't play with. It's nice to see guys that you did play with. So, I mean, selfishly, that's you know, I enjoy seeing that and getting, you know, 40 guys in every year to obviously support Spirit of the North and, you know, raise money for a great cause, you know, that in for the Northern BC and Prince George area. But, you know, the nice part is just getting alumni back and being back in Prince George and getting on the golf course with these fans and sponsors and you know, again, July and PG can be great. Been over the past few years at our tournament. We've been fortunate with weather. So, you know, we'll hope for another one this summer.
Yeah. So, other than the golf, what about the Alumni Association? Is there, you know, get-togethers? Now, I know not necessarily in person, but where is the status of the Alumni Association outside of the golf? I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, you know what? We've had conversations over the past few years. Well, I mean, since I've been involved in trying to do a little bit more, you know, it's, again, in season is also tough. I mean, most of these guys have kids that play sports and do different things. So, you know, we've talked about doing, you know, a alumni game, hockey game, right? We've talked about bringing guys back, and we have brought guys back for certain alumni nights or retro nights where we bring guys back and, you know, we can accommodate that. You know, we're fortunate to raise funds and have donations to be able to bring these guys back so it's not out of their pocket. And, you know, again, just give them an experience that isn't the golf tournament. A little bit more hockey related and you know, to me it just helps you know, the experience for fans. You know, if we can get them in a suite or walking around up by the suites or even around the concourse, and it's funny how, you know, obviously I live here now and I'm, you know, I married a local girl, my kids are born here, but you still get people that, you know, recognize you from your playing days, and they might be off a few years, but when I played, but getting older and older, but it's nice to see the guys that come in and, you know, they're having chats with fans that have been fans since day one. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is just the fan experience. And maybe, you know, hopefully the alumni can help that out.
Right. All right. Anything else from the Caribou Cougars perspective? I guess you're talking about alumni games. You guys have one yourself where you have ex-Caribou Cougars come into play.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, just because of my involvement with the golf tournament with the PG Cougars, I've always kind of pushed. I'm not alumni of the Caribou Cougars until I stopped coaching, I guess. But, you know, maybe doing a Caribou alumni golf tournament. And, you know, unfortunately, Sprague, he's gonna laugh, but he's a terrible golfer, so he's never one to put up for a golf tournament, but right. I definitely look at something like that. But you know what, we got the alumni game for Caribou on December 20th, I believe. It's just nice to see guys.
Who usually wins those games, the alumni or the
Now the last few years it's been alumni versus alumni. We haven't involved our team. There's been so much. There's been so many guys that have wanted and willing to come back. That, I mean, there's guys that wanted to come back that there's just isn't room for. So I mean, Trevor's got some work to do to keep everybody happy now. So it's cool to see, you know, four against each other that all played for Caribou back in the day, and they're, you know, whether they're from PG or not, they're coming back here. So again, it's just it's a good experience to give back, and, you know, get some families that come and watch their sons or, you know, play, or relatives play that they haven't played in a while. So it's pretty funny sometimes.
Well, you have a great trip to Calgary and Fort St. James. Hope you freeze a little bit. You know, they just add to the experience and everything like that. But so far, so good for the Caribou Cougars. I guess the way you guys have started the season and everything, as you mentioned, you're pretty pleased. And anything final that you want to pass along on behalf of the team?
Maybe just the December 21st game. We're playing the Blazers. It's a Friday night game, 6:30, and we're doing teddy bear and toque toss for St. Vincent de Paul. So I want to come out and watch some hockey. I believe the Cougars and the Spruce Kings are gone. So yeah. There's some hockey.
They'll be into their Christmas break.
There's some hockey leading up to Christmas, and hopefully you know, we're playing for first place. So, yeah, come on out. And, again, thanks for having me, Hartley.
You bet. Tyler Brough is the Caribou Cougars head coach for the under-18 division. He's also the Prince George Cougars alumni president and a volunteer assistant coach with the PG Cougars. You have been listening to the CatScan podcast. Have a great one.